Mic check. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Mic check. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 6:05 mic check. 6:15 transmission on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. Check, check, check. Mic check. Mic check. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 7-7-5-4-9. 7-7-5-4-9.
In the cool Catawba River mist, there's excitement in the air. From Lake Hickory shores across Unifor, it's spreading everywhere. From the young folks to the old folks, it's a feeling they can't hide. Since the crawdads came to Hickory, this whole town's filled with pride. Hometown baseball, it's got a hold on me. Give me crawdads baseball, Hickory's own number one hometown baseball team. There's an old rebel spirit in every part of France Stadium. So let's stand and cheer, cause the dads are here and the fight has just begun. And to those who should oppose us, well, let them know this law. When you tangle with a crawdad, you're gonna feel the claw. Hometown baseball, it's got a hold on me. Give me crawdad's baseball, Hickory's own number one. Some good old-fashioned fun. Join your friends and family. The good times have just begun. Hometown baseball, it's got a hold on me. Give me crawdad's baseball, Hickory's own number one hometown baseball team. Hickory's own number one.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more? The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love, who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead, and who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
It's time for Crawdads pregame as we take a look at last night's action and set the scene for tonight's contest. Let's go to the Sunbelt Reynolds broadcast booth on the Crawdads Radio Network. And good afternoon. We welcome you to a little Crawdads baseball here on a Sunday night, not a Sunday afternoon. Typically, on a Sunday, it's a matinee affair. Tonight, slightly different, as we're going to be honoring those that have given the ultimate sacrifice tonight. We're also going to be celebrating those who continue and have been serving our country this evening. At a 6:30 first pitch tonight between the Asheville Tourists, the High A affiliate for the Houston Astros, and Your Hickory Crawdads. Brian Rushing here with you. So glad that you could join us tonight as the Hickory Crawdads with an opportunity to win a series and at the same time do something they haven't done this year, which is win three consecutive games in a row. They had an opportunity to do it last Sunday against the Greensboro Grasshoppers, were not able to pull it off. A new day awaits this Crawdads club as they have a chance to take down the Asheville Tourist in what would be the first series win of the season for this Crawdads club. Here at home, they have split two series, but they've yet to win one. An opportunity awaits this Crawdads club as Aiden Curry will get the baseball tonight for the Hickory Crawdads. He will face off against Edenston Batista. We come back on the other side of the break. We'll have the starting lineups. We'll have some of the stats for our starters tonight. So we continue on our Sunday evening baseball action on the Crawdads Radio Network. We'll be right back. Crawdad fans, hello. This is Brian Rushing, the voice of the Hickory Crawdads. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you. And we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net. We welcome you back to Crawdads pregame as this final game of the homestand for the Hickory Crawdads, a 13-game homestand, will conclude this evening. Also, the sixth game of this week-long series against the Asheville Tourists will come to a conclusion on this Sunday night, as the Hickory Crawdads, with a win tonight, would win the series 4-2 over the Asheville Tourists. And they would take what would be a 7-5 lead in this series between these two clubs. They'll play each other 12 times in the first half, all here at LP Franz Stadium, 12 times in the second half. Those games will take place at McCormick Field. Let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineups for the two clubs this evening. We'll get started for the Asheville Tourists. The Asheville Tourists come in with a record on the season of 19-24. They find themselves 3.5 games out of both Rome and Bowling Green, who are tied for first place in the South Atlantic's South Division. As Asheville will have Jaron Williams lead off, he'll be the shortstop this evening. Comes in with a .313 average with 5 homers and 24 RBI. Batting second will be Luis Baez, the right fielder, a .293 hitter. Austin Deming, who had a 3-run homer last night to tie the game in the seventh inning, he'll bat third. He'll be at third base this evening. Batting cleanup will be Morganton, North Carolina's very own Cam Fisher. Batting fifth, Logan Cerny. He'll be the center fielder this evening. Tyler Whitaker will bat sixth. He's the designated hitter this evening. Garrett Gilmet will bat seventh. He'll be at first base. Batting eighth at second base, Ryan Johnson. And rounding out the lineup for the Asheville Tourist, Luis Encarnacion. He'll be doing the catching. It's the first time that we've seen him this year as a catcher against the Crawdads. As the starting pitcher will be Edenson Batista. Batista comes in with a 4-0 record on the year. He's making his sixth start, his ninth appearance. We have not seen him make a start this season against the Hickory Crawdads. He came in a relief appearance earlier this year. He's 4-0 with a 3.79 ERA, 35 and two-thirds innings pitched, 23 hits, 19 runs, 15 runs earned. He's walked 16 hitters, struck out 34 for an 180 average against. So that's the lineup for Nate Shaver's Asheville Tourist Club this evening. So we flip the lineup card over. Chad Comer will have his Hickory Crawdads look like this tonight. Cam Cauley will lead off. He'll be at second base. Jason Morabell, who has been a man on fire. Two hits last night, a 270 hitter now. He will be the designated hitter batting second this evening. Sebastian Walcott bats third. He's the shortstop. Alejandro Osuna, who has taken a liking to the cleanup spot. He'll be batting cleanup. He'll be in center field this evening. Quincy Scott will bat fifth. He'll be in right field. Luis Mieses will be at first base. He bats sixth. Yossi Galan bats seventh. He'll be in left field. Connor Pioto gets the start behind home plate tonight. He'll be batting eighth. And batting ninth will be Ben Blackwell, the third baseman, this evening, as the Hickory Crawdads will send to the mound this evening Aiden Curry. Curry still looking for win number one on the season, as Aiden Curry, 0-5 on the year, a 10.44 ERA, making his seventh start. 25 innings pitched, 33 hits, 33 runs, 29 earned for Curry, as he has 17 walks, 38 strikeouts, a 300 average against for Aiden Curry, as Curry is the 6'5 right-hander out of Ossining, New York, a non-drafted free agent back in 2020. As the rain right now for the moment is holding off, there are storms in the general vicinity. There are some dark clouds north of the ballpark. The good news on that front is the wind is blowing toward the northeast, which is pushing the initial band of clouds and rain that would have come through the area farther north. Hopefully, there's nothing south and west of us here that might affect us later in the contest, and we can actually have a night of baseball here at LP Franz Stadium, as these two clubs will face off against each other for the 12th time this season and the final time in the first half, as the two clubs will face off against each other 12 times in the second half of the season, all at McCormick Field in Asheville, North Carolina. We come back on the other side of the timeout. We'll be that much closer to first pitch on this Sunday evening as we honor those that have lost their lives in service to the country on this Memorial Day weekend. We'll be back in just a bit on the Crawdads Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You are listening to the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Make sure that you're at LP Franz Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Franz Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball. Abide by the claw. So we're back here at LP Franz Stadium. We're about to have the rendering of the national anthem come up in just a moment. We do have a full schedule in the South Atlantic League this afternoon. In fact, three games have already gone final, as the finals that we have today, Wilmington and Rome faced off against each other this afternoon. Rome with an 8-7 win, as they were able to get the one-run victory against the Wilmington Blue Rocks. Hudson Valley took down Brooklyn 4-2 today, and Jersey Shore, well, they sent Aberdeen to the woodshed. They won 11-1 this afternoon in Aberdeen, Maryland. Three games getting started this evening. Of course, the one here at L.P. Franz Stadium. Another game starting at 6:30 between Greenville and Greensboro, and then Bowling Green and Winston-Salem will play each other in Winston-Salem at 7 o'clock tonight. As the Crawdads will not get their typical Monday off as they commonly do. They'll get Tuesday off because of tomorrow being Memorial Day. They will be playing in Winston-Salem tomorrow. So just a reminder of that for those of you that were thinking you're getting a day off from the Crawdads, not so fast. You get a game tomorrow night in Winston-Salem against the Winston-Salem Dash, the High A affiliate of the Chicago White Sox. As they'll get Tuesday off and then return back to action on Wednesday as they'll play a six-game series in Winston-Salem before returning home to take on the Greenville Drive. I'll be bringing the final three games of that set against the Dash on HickoryCrawdads.com. It'll be audio only. Winston-Salem, of course, does their own video capability. I'll be doing audio on HickoryCrawdads.com for the Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday afternoon contest to wrap up the six-game set between the Crawdads and the Dash. As we do want to take a look at some of the games that were played earlier today in the major leagues, I always try to keep you up to date with the two parent clubs of the teams competing here at L.P. Franz Stadium. I can let you know that the Texas Rangers snapped a six-game losing streak. They beat Minnesota today 6-2. We always try to track the Atlanta Braves since it's the most local major league team here to Hickory, North Carolina. Atlanta beat Pittsburgh 8-1 this afternoon. They salvage a game in that three-game set against the Pirates. Houston and the LA Angels of Anaheim, they are currently playing right now as we are trying to get a partial score on that contest. The Houston Astros are taking on the Oakland Athletics. That game has just gone final. The game has just gone final. The Astros have defeated the Oakland Athletics 5-2. So it's an Astros win 5-2. The Astros will go to Seattle tomorrow to begin a series. Of course, Texas will get tomorrow off as they will not have a game. So the starting lineup is being announced as the team makes their way out to the field. We're going to be getting started just a few moments late here this evening, as it'll be a matchup tonight between Aiden Curry as he'll be taking on Edinson Bautista. Bautista did face off against the Hickory Crawdads back on April the 24th. It was a Thursday afternoon contest as Bautista went three innings on that Thursday, giving up four hits, four runs. Three were earned. He walked three. He struck out three. Bautista comes in, however, with a 4-0 record. He did not factor in the decision that day as the Crawdads would come away with the win on that Thursday afternoon. Bautista, a 4-0 record. The Crawdads would love to put an end to that level of success for Edinson Bautista as they'll roll out their starting nine this evening as Aiden Curry takes his way toward the mound. A good crowd here this evening. Folks still rolling into the ballpark despite the threat of rain. We're going to take it down to the field, hand it off to our public address announcer, who will hand it off for the national anthem. Thank you. When we come back, we'll have first pitch action on a Sunday evening here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. Baseball fans, you are listening to the Crawdads Radio Network, brought to you by Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, People's Bank, Wyndham Rewards, the Bally Live app, and Black Tie Transportation. We take you now to the Sunbelt Rentals radio booth. It's time for Crawdads Baseball on the Crawdads Radio Network. And good evening. We welcome you to L.P. Franz Stadium in Hickory, North Carolina, the finale of this 13-game homestand and the six-game series between the Asheville Tourists and the Hickory Crawdads. The final time that these two clubs will face off here at L.P. Franz Stadium this season in the regular year. And it'll be the final time in the first half of the season these two clubs will face off. Brian Rushing here with you. So glad that you could join us on this Sunday evening, as the weather right now is holding off. And hopefully that's exactly what will continue to happen here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network at L.P. Franz Stadium, as Aiden Curry is finishing up his warm-up tosses for the Hickory Crawdads. This is the lineup that he'll face off against this evening. Jaron Williams will lead off. He'll be the shortstop. Luis Baez will bat second in right field. Austin Deming will bat third. He'll be the third baseman this evening. Cam Fisher in left field. Logan Cerny in center field. Tyler Whitaker, the DH. That'll be the middle third of the lineup for Nate Shaver's Asheville Tourist. Garrett Gilmet, Ryan Johnson, Luis Encarnacion will be the bottom third of the order for the Asheville Tourist. The Tourist coming in fifth place in the South Atlantic League's South Division, 3.5 back of both Rome and Bowling Green coming into today's action. It's Curry. Sets, delivers, first pitch, rolled foul in front of the Crawdads dugout on the third base side, and we are underway. So glad you could join us. 6:35 is our first pitch time, 80 degrees, our first pitch temperature. It's Curry, the right-hander, wheels and fires, fastball misses up. Jaron Williams, a .313 hitter on the season, 5 homers, 24 RBI. The breaking ball from Curry, taken for strike two. Jaron Williams, a 6'1", 195-pound right-hand hitter out of Archbold, Ohio, played at the University of Toledo, as the pitch misses outside to even the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Aiden Curry out of Ossining, New York, a 2020 free agent signing, as the fastball at 95 is elevated out of the zone and the count runs full. We'll get to the defensive alignments here in just a moment. A little bit later on, we'll tell you what the clubs are wearing on this final night of the series. Is that pitch taken at the knees? 93 miles an hour. Jaron Williams is the first out. He strikes out looking. Curry comes in 0-5 on the year with a 10.44 ERA. Making a seventh start, as Luis Baez will step into the box. 25 innings, 33 hits, 33 runs, 29 earned, as Curry has walked 17, struck out 38 in those 25 innings. It's the breaking ball to Baez, really slowed it down. The big bender at 76 miles an hour, taken for a strike. Curry wheels and fires, as that ball is going to be smashed to right field, as it's going to be picked up by Quincy Scott. It's a one-out single for Luis Baez. And that's going to bring up Austin Deming. Deming, a .287 hitter, 2 homers, 13 RBI on the season. Defensively for the Crawdads tonight, Yossi Galan is in left field. Alejandro Osuna is in center. Quincy Scott in right. Ben Blackwell's the third baseman this evening for the Crawdads. Sebastian Walcott at shortstop. Cam Cawley at second. Luis Mieses gets the start at first base. Connor Pioto gets the start behind the plate. That's the first pitch from Aiden Curry, taken for ball one. Curry. Fastball misses up at 93 miles an hour. Very unlike yesterday, we had a storm roll through at about 3:30 yesterday afternoon, and then after that, once the storm rolled out, it was really, really good weather. But now we've got storms and clouds lingering throughout the western foothills. As Deming swings and misses, count goes to 2-1 at the 94-mile-an-hour fastball. You can see just north of us into Lenore. Looks like it could be raining. Here, we're okay right now. It's the breaking ball, cut on and missed by Austin Deming. The count evens at 2-2. Luis Mieses is holding on Baez over at first. As I was riding into the ballpark today, many of these areas, the little towns driving through, got into the high 80s, early 90s, as far as the temperatures are concerned, as Deming swings and misses. That's strikeout number two for Aiden Curry. That's going to bring up Cam Fisher. Cam Fisher got a start over at first base last night, but he was replaced by Luis Encarnacion. He's going to get the start this evening out in left field. Fisher comes in a 136 hitter with 6 homers and 16 RBI. As the first pitch from Curry misses up and away. Two down here in the inning. Breaking ball from Curry taken for strike one. It says breaking ball is in for a strike at 80 miles an hour. Cam Fisher grew up about 20 miles away from this ballpark, if that, in Morganton, North Carolina, right along the I-40 corridor. That ball is going to be fouled straight back. Played his college baseball in Charlotte, North Carolina for the Charlotte 49ers. And he was a youngster that stood out on the college diamond. Very clear that the young man had considerable power, a really good college hitter. And now he's getting his opportunity here in high A baseball to begin to make his mark up the ladder for the Houston Astros organization. He is one of their highly touted prospects among the top 25 prospects within the Astros organization. Curry has a one ball, two strike count. Comes set, delivers. Pitch misses outside at 95. Count evens at 2-2. The Asheville tourists this evening wearing their all grays, the gray jersey with tourist written across the chest at an angle. The numbers in the deep blue on the very back. A gray pant with navy blue piping stripe, navy blue belts. Navy blue socks, and that's a strike three from Cam Fisher as the breaking ball was cut on and missed. Zayden Curry strikes out the side in the first inning. The Asheville tourists, they leave a runner on. We've played a half an inning. The Crawdads are coming to bat when we return on the Crawdads Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You are listening to the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Make sure that you're at LP Friends Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at L.P. Franz Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball. Abide by the claw. Bottom of the first inning, Edinson Bautista gets the start this evening for the Asheville Tourist. It's Bautista, a 6'2 right-hander, 210 pounds out of Santiago, the Dominican Republic, a non-drafted free agent from back in 2019. Spent time last year with the Tourist. As he gets the start today against the Hickory Crawdads, that 4-0 record, 3.79 ERA, 35 and two-thirds innings pitched. He's allowed 23 hits, 19 runs. 15 of those runs are earned. He's walked 16, struck out 34 for a 180 average against. So face off against Cam Cauley, Jason Morabell, as Cauley takes the first pitch, rolls it over to the third base side, where the ball is fielded by Austin Deming. The throw across is in time. There's one down. That brings up Jason Morabell. Morabell, a 270 hitter, which, given the fact that almost 2 months ago, well, not even 2 months ago, a month ago, month and a half ago, Jason Morabell was barely a 200 hitter. Back on, well, it's not even been a month. It's amazing, the transformation that we've seen from Jason Morabell at the plate in such a short period of time. A 211 hitter as of May 9th in Greenville, South Carolina. You get to the close of this homestand in the end of May, and his batting average has gone up 59 points over the course of that span. As Morabell's going to roll it out to shortstop, Jaron Williams-Fields fires. That's a 6-3 putout for the second out here in the first inning. That'll bring up Sebastian Walcott, a 185 hitter with three homers and seven runs driven in. The defensive alignment this evening for the Asheville Tourists, Cam Fisher's in left field, Logan Cerny's in center, Luis Baez in right field, Austin Deming over at third, Jaron Williams at short, Ryan Johnson at second, Garrett Gilmet at first. As the pitch inside, Luis Encarnacion dropping the signs behind home plate for Edinson Bautista. As the outfield plays deep here when Sebastian Walcott is at the plate. So the young man certainly has pop. So he sent Tyler Whitaker as the breaking ball taken for strike one to even the count at 1-1. Tyler Whitaker was taken to the 400-foot sign in center field where he made a pretty doggone good catch against Walcott, driving the ball out that way. The 1-1, that ball's going to be rolled foul. It's going to be, well, I thought it was going to be scooped up by the bat boy who was guarding the front gate to the Crawdads dugout area. But at least he knocked it down. Nobody got hurt. One ball, two strike count for Sebastian Walcott. Bautista wheels and fires the 1-2 as that pitch misses wide. Walcott holds up on the swing. The appeal to first, nothing happening there. Count levels out at 2-2. The Crawdads with an opportunity today with a win to win this series 4-2. It would be their first series win of the 2024 season. The 2-2 breaking ball taken for strike three. Walcott is a strikeout looking. We've played an inning here at L.P. Franz Stadium. We'll be back in just a bit on the Crawdads Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? HickoryCrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? HickoryCrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? HickoryCrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads, www.HickoryCrawdads.com. The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th, to LP Fran Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Fran Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. Top of the second inning here at LP Fran Stadium. So glad that you could join us this evening. Brian Rushing here with you. Whether you're tuning in on MILB.TV, the Bally Live app, or checking out the audio on HickoryCrawdads.com, we're so glad that you've joined us on this Sunday evening. It'll be Logan Cerny, Tyler Whitaker, Garrett Gilmet batting here, 5-6-7 in the order for the Asheville Tourist. These two clubs, as that ball is driven out to center field, Alejandro Osuna drifting back at the track, makes the catch, and there's one down. Logan Cerny gave it a ride, but it was caught two steps onto the track by Alejandro Osuna, and there's one down. There's not a lot of activity in this ballpark right now as it relates to carry. It's kind of a heavy air this evening. There's no wind blowing in any direction. The flags are completely limp out in left field. Usually the ballpark's going to carry better to left and left center field, but we don't really have any of that. A lot of stagnant air here at LP Fran Stadium on this Sunday night. As Tyler Whitaker steps to the plate, swings and misses on the fastball from Aiden Curry at 94 miles an hour. That one catches the outside edge at 94 again, and Whitaker falls behind 0-2. Whitaker last night was in the leadoff spot. He went 1-for-5 with a single and a stolen base. He was on base when Austin Deming hit the three-run shot in the seventh inning to tie the ball game. So the Crawdads scored four runs in the bottom half of the first inning. They took a 4-0 advantage. They would take a 4-1 lead into the seventh inning. As the fastball from Curry misses up. Count goes to 1-2. The three-run shot from Deming made it 4-4. The Crawdads were able to answer back immediately in the bottom of the seventh inning as Connor Pioto had a sac fly as that pitch misses barely up. The count evens at 2-2. Shane Sullivan, our home plate umpire, Justin Hopkins on the bases this evening. 2-2 pitch from Curry. That's poured over the outer third. And that's another strikeout for Aiden Curry. He's got four in the ballgame, two looking. And with two down, that's going to bring up Garrett Gilmet. Gilmet, a 220 hitter. Three homers, 17 RBI on the season. And the final analysis of the story last night, Damian Mendoza, who gave up the three-run shot in the seventh, would come back and pitch a scoreless eighth. And he handed the ball to Jackson Kelly, and Jackson Kelly struck out the side in the ninth inning. So the Crawdads would win the game 5-4. They have a chance to win a third consecutive game if they do it today, which would be the first time they've won three straight this season. So there's really quite a bit riding on this contest. The Crawdads would love to win three straight as they go to Winston-Salem beginning tomorrow, and they would love to win a series. It's certainly been overdue. The 0-2 to Gilmet. Slider. Gilmet checks. Count goes to 1-2. Told you what the Asheville tourists are wearing this evening. I'll get to the Crawdads next half inning as Curry throws off a big breaking ball on the inner third. Gilmet goes down looking. Aiden Curry seems to be dialed in pretty well through two innings. He's got five punchies, and we go to the bottom of the second inning. It's a scoreless ball game here in Hickory. We'll be back in just a bit. Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? hickorycrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads, www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. Make sure that you're at LP Franz Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Franz Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. Bottom of the second inning, scoreless ball game. Alejandro Osuna to lead things off. He'll be followed by Quincy Scott and Luis Mieses. As Osuna takes strike one. As the skies are darkening to the north of us. See a little lightning off in the distance as well, but we play on here at the ballpark. It's the 0-1 to Osuna. Osuna shoots it out to left field. Coming on is Cam Fisher to make the catch. There's one down. So he went the opposite way. He hit it hard, but Fisher was able to close on the baseball quickly, and that's the first out of the second inning. Quincy Scott will step to the plate. 193 average, one homer. 17 runs driven in on the season. It's Edinson Bautista. Wheels and fires. That ball's going to be chopped over to the right field side. Fielded by Ryan Johnson. He'll throw to first in time. Scott tried to attack the exposed right field side of the infield, and he almost snuck it past Johnson, but Johnson was able to recover to the glove side and make the throw over to the first baseman, Garrett Gilmet. And that brings up Luis Mieses. Mieses, 1-for-6 so far for the Crawdads. Had an RBI single last night, part of that four-run outburst for the Crawdads. It's the breaking ball taken for a strike. The Crawdads wearing the red jerseys tonight, with Crawdads written across the chest in black with a white outline. Same thing for the numbers on the back of the red jersey. And it's a deep red. As the pitch misses from Bautista. The white pants with no piping stripe at all. The black helmets, the black hats with the, it's got the claw with the baseball inside the claw, the red bill. As Mieses holds up, they'll check down to first, and they'll say that he actually committed to the swing. You don't commonly get that call with the first base umpire and a left-handed batter in the box. But alas, it was called a strike on appeal, 1-2 the count. As Mieses takes strike three at the knees. Another strikeout for Edinson Bautista. We've played two innings here in Hickory. We're scoreless. We'll be back in just a bit. on the Crawdads Radio Network. Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Top of the third inning, scoreless ball game. As stepping to the plate will be Ryan Johnson, Luis Encarnacion, and Jaron Williams. 8-9-1 in the order for the Asheville Tourist. So the Tourists do have one base hit. That was off the bat of Luis Baez. So Aiden Curry has been very solid thus far. He has surrendered the hit, but he's also struck out five batters, three looking. As that ball driven out to center field, it's going to stay in the yard. Osuna drifts back, and there's out one. Alejandro Osuna looks ultimately competent in center field. As good as he has been offensively, especially as of late, he's every bit as good defensively on the daily. This guy is an incredible outfielder. Can track a lot of ground. Just makes the position look far easier than it is in reality. 94-mile-an-hour fastball to Luis Encarnacion, taken for a ball. Curry with the breaking ball. And we've seen Curry with success early in counts with the breaking ball as it was fouled back to the screen to even the count at 1-1. Now, if Curry can begin to find the strike zone with more regularity on the fastball, as that ball is going to be rolled out to Ben Blackwell, throws across to Miesis, and there's quickly two down. If we can begin to see Aiden Curry find the strike zone more often with the fastball, right now we're beginning to see the secondary pitches really play out well for him, especially as it relates to this start. Stepping up to the plate will be Jaron Williams, who struck out looking his first time up. As we began to see things begin to turn around for this club recently on the offensive side, and the pitching has been good for the better part of this entire season. And the starters are really starting to get locked in as that fastball cut on and missed by Williams. The count goes to 0-2. Curry one strike away from getting out of the inning. That ball is going to be tapped foul to the backstop. Aiden Curry, he's a youngster, 21 years old, doesn't turn 22 until the latter portion of July. That slider cut on and missed, and it's a sixth strikeout for Aiden Curry. We go to the bottom of the third inning, scoreless here at LP Franz Stadium. We'll be back in just a bit. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdad's home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdad's Baseball, abide by the claw.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th, to LP Franz Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Franz Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. From the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast booth here at LP Franz Stadium, Brian Rushing here with you. So glad you could join us on this Sunday evening as Josie Gallan will get things started for the Hickory Crawdads. Gallan, Piotto, Blackwell, bottom third of the orders. Edinson Bautista has been, well, pretty watertight so far. He's struck out two batters, but he's opened up the contest, retiring the first six batters faced. It's the breaking ball to Gallan, taken for strike one. Josie Gallan, a 151 hitter with four homers, 16 RBI. Gallan last night, one for three with a stolen base. That ball is going to be checked out to the picnic area. Somebody gets a souvenir. The count goes to 0-2. Gallan so far this week, 2 for 10. It's Bautista. Slider gets away from Encarnacion. The count goes to 1-2. I'll be keeping track of the scores in the South Atlantic League throughout the evening. We do have three finals that happened earlier today. I'll get to some of the partials here in just a moment. It's the breaking ball. Strike three. Gallan goes down looking. That was a ball that caught the inside edge at 78 miles an hour, and that brings up Connor Piotto. Piotto had one of the critical at-bats in the contest last night. Piotto finished the game 0 for 2. He's 2 for 12 so far this week. This hasn't been his best week. I mean, he's hit the ball well, just hasn't had some of the results that he's had previously. That ball is going to be hit sharply over to first baseman Garrett Gilmet. He'll block it in front of him and touch the bag, and there's two down. Piotto's sacrifice fly in the seventh inning last night gave the Crawdads a 5-4 win. As the bullpen would keep the Asheville Tourist off the board in the final two at-bats to pick up their second consecutive win against Asheville and give themselves a chance to win the series today. It's Blackwell, 161 hitter, 7 RBI on the season. As the pitch from Bautista misses. 2-0 Greenville lead in Greensboro, bottom of the second inning. They're just getting started in Winston-Salem, scoreless. The 1-0 offering from Bautista is going to be fouled at the plate by Blackwell. Earlier today, Jersey Shore put a beat down on Aberdeen, 11-1. Hudson Valley beat Brooklyn 4-2. Rome got past Wilmington 8-7. All of those were day games in the league. As Blackwell's going to chop it foul at home plate. And Encarnacion decided to put the tag on Blackwell, and Blackwell was like, hey, man, it's a foul ball. Shane Sullivan, the home plate umpire, concurred. Didn't even really give any credence to the tag attempt as it was. One ball, two strike count to Ben Blackwell. Here's the pitch from Bautista. That ball's going to be shot up on the rooftop on the first base side, and it'll trickle down to the concourse area, and the chase is on. Well, that was easy enough. Guy gets up out of his seat, looks over in the general direction of the baseball, and it rolls right to him. That ball's going to get bounced in front of the plate to even the count at 2-2. Now we wait to see if he gives it to a kid. Usually that's just customary, isn't it? As the slider misses, count goes full to 3-2. So Blackwell back in the box, waits for a payoff pitch from Edinson Bautista. Blackwell's going to chop that one down the third baseline. It's a fair ball, and the throw is not in time at first base. Austin Deming did all that he could in trying to field and throw as quickly as possible, but Ben Blackwell on the Baltimore chop in front of the third base bag is able to beat the wrap. He gets himself an infield single. It's the first hit for the Crawdads, and it stops a run of eight straight retired by Edinson Bautista. That'll bring up Cam Cauley. Scoreless ball game here in the bottom of the third inning. Gilmatt holding on the runner at first, as Cauley will draw a pull shift. So the right-handed batter will have the shortstop playing a little farther into the hole on the left side. And then, of course, Ryan Johnson's going to be basically about three strides away from the center of the infield. Blackwell goes. Cauley smashes it to shortstop. He'll have to go the long route. The throw to Gilmet is in time. 6-3 putout retires the side. We're three innings in here in Hickory. A scoreless ball game. We'll be back in just a bit.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Crawdad fans, hello. This is Brian Rushing, the voice of the Hickory Crawdads. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more? The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Top of the fourth inning. Scoreless ball game here at LP Franz Stadium. The wrap-up of this six-game series. The final game of a 13-game homestand, sort of. If you have only been with us through the Asheville series, I'm going to have to explain what I mean by that 13-game homestand, sort of. If you're a frequent tuner of the Crawdads, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's the first pitch to Baez a breaking ball cut on and missed. It's Curry with the slider. Evens the count at 1-1 as he misses down and away. Baez singled to right, his only time up. He's got the one Asheville hit. Ben Blackwell has the one Hickory hit. It's the fastball at 93, misses high. Baez, the number two prospect in the Houston Astros organization. As the breaking ball from Curry misses in, the count now goes to 3-1. Commonly, in a minor league week, you play six ball games. You take Monday off. So if you have two consecutive weeks of baseball games, you've got a 12-game homestand. So where did the 13th game come from? Well, the pitch catches the outside edge. Count runs full at 3-2. Curry, the payoff, misses high. Baez draws a walk to lead off the fourth inning. On April the 21st, the Greensboro Grasshoppers were supposed to host the Hickory Crawdads. However, that game never got off the ground. The tarp never came off the field. It rained and it rained and it rained. And as we packed up and headed back to the Western Piedmont, no dice that day. Had to make up the game here in Hickory as part of a Thursday doubleheader. What feels like about, well, more than a week and a half ago. But the second game of that Thursday doubleheader was actually a Grasshoppers home game. They were the team to bat last. They were the team to basically take all of the trappings of being the home team. They wore the road uniforms. They played in a very unfamiliar park to them. It was a game that they would ultimately win. As Curry throws over to first, chases Baez back to the back. As the walk to Baez ended a string of eight consecutive batters retired for Aiden Curry. It's Austin Deming at the plate with a 1-1 count. Curry, fastball. They'll check to second, where Justin Hopkins is located. He says he did not commit on the swing. Austin Deming has a 2-1 count. Top of the fourth inning, a scoreless ball game. So that's where the 13th game came from. It was added from the washout in Greensboro, and it was a Greensboro home game. So that ball's driven out to right field, and it's now 2-0. As Austin Deming goes the opposite direction, he's got a home run in consecutive games as he hits it off the Legacy Oral and Facial Surgery sign on the fourth tier of the right field wall. And that's something that if you're a right-handed hitter at McCormick Field, you know that you can do with some regularity, as Deming looked like he was very comfortable driving that ball to right field. It's a 2-0 lead for the Asheville Tourist. And that'll bring up Cam Fisher. For Deming, it's home run number 3 on the season, his second in as many days. He's got 15 runs driven in. Fisher struck out his only time up, as Connor Pioto is going to go out and have a conversation with Aiden Curry. The Houston Astros today, we follow the parent clubs of both of the opponents. The Astros beat the Oakland A's today, 5-2. Texas took down Minnesota 6-2. And for all the locals listening in and around the Unifor, Atlanta beat Pittsburgh. Atlanta will now take on the Washington Nationals tomorrow. That's a 4:10 first pitch down in Atlanta for those who have plans to go. With tomorrow being Memorial Day, there'll be a lot of daytime baseball. As the pitch cut on and missed, 92-mile-an-hour fastball, count goes to 2-1. And they're going to call a pitch violation on Cam Fisher, which is now going to make the count 2-2. And now we're going to have a meeting. It's the home plate umpire, Shane Sullivan. He's going to have a conversation with Nate Shaver. Fisher is now talking with Connor Pioto. I think Fisher thinks that he had asked for time. And Sullivan apparently didn't acknowledge it if it was in fact asked for. As Nate Shaver gets the explanation, I don't know that he's going to be happy with the explanation. I think Fisher is still a little bit confused, but it's a 2-2 count nevertheless. It's Curry. The 2-2. As that pitch misses inside. It's possible that Fisher tried to call timeout after getting down into the limited time, as he's got to acknowledge Curry at the plate. As Fisher is going to draw the walk, and now Shane Sullivan's hearing a little too much from the dugout on the first base side, and he's not happy about it, so he's asked them to please refrain from talking further about it. Fisher draws the walk, and that's going to bring up Logan Cerny, but before that, we'll have a meeting as Julio Valdez will come out to speak to the young right-hander. That'll give me a moment to, obviously, if you're listening or watching a minor league baseball game, let's be honest, you're probably a baseball junkie. Well, here's a story for you. You may want to check this one out. This is a college baseball story. Birmingham Southern College, out of Birmingham, Alabama, a Division III school. Now, not 15 years ago, they were a D1 school. But they're a Division III school going to the Division III World Series. That's the slider to Cerny misses. However, and this is the weird part about the story, they're going to the World Series. The school shuts down on May the 31st. I'm not talking about shutting down for the summer. I mean shutting down for good. They're closing the doors. Birmingham Southern College is going to be in the Division III World Series representing a school that after the 31st of May does not exist. It's an unbelievable story. As the pitch at the knees, taken for a strike. Count goes to 2-1. I saw it on social media and immediately had to go and research it, and that's what we have. Just an unbelievable story. So the slider misses. The count goes to 3-1. Cam Fisher, the runner on at first. Cerny at the plate. A two-run lead for the Asheville Tourist as Austin Deming has a two-run homer here in the top of the fourth inning. The 3-1 misses down, and Cerny walks. And now I think we're going to see some stirring in the Crawdads bullpen. That's the third walk allowed by Aiden Curry in the frame. And that's going to bring up Tyler Whitaker. As Whitaker struck out his first time up. Getting the start today in the lineup, but as the designated hitter. It's the pitch from Curry taken for strike one. Here in just a little bit, we'll interact with one another by way of email or X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it. Curry, the 0-1. This is outside. The count evens. Throw down to second. It's Connor Pioto tried to throw behind Cam Fisher, and Fisher barely got back. As the rain is starting to fall here at LP Franz Stadium and folks are beginning to look for cover. Umbrellas are popping out. Folks are departing for the concourse. It's the 1-1 from Curry. Here's the pitch. That ball's going to be lifted into shallow right field. Quincy Scott has it measured. He'll make the catch. Cam Fisher is going to fake a go to third. And there's one down in the inning. And that'll bring up Garrett Gilmet. If you want to reach out to me this evening, you can do so by way of email, brush@hickorycrawdads.com. That's brush, B-R-U-S-H, at hickorycrawdads.com. You can also find me on X or Twitter at WhatsUpBRushPXP. If you want to say hello to me while you're tuning in, I'll be sure to give you the requisite greetings and salutations. If you've got a question for me, I've got no problem trying to give you my best answer possible. The pitch to Garrett Gilmet, driven deep but well off to the right side, as it'll make its way beyond the picnic deck and up on top of the hill that no one can seem to get to. The count evens at 1-1 with one down here in the top of the fourth inning. Could sure use a ground ball double play here. It's the breaking ball taken for strike two. 1-2 count to Garrett Gilmet. He struck out his first time up. As Curry went through the first three innings with six strikeouts. Since then, he's walked three batters. He's allowed a two-run homer from Austin Deming, and he's gotten a fly ball to right field. The pitch. Fastball misses high. Count evens at 2-2. Austin Deming with the two-run blast here in the top of the fourth inning has given the tourist a two-run advantage. It's the pitch to Gilmet, fouled into the mid of Piotto, and there's two down. Second strikeout for Curry. Seventh strikeout for Curry as there's two down, and that brings up Ryan Johnson. The rain was light and apparently brief. If it's raining at all, it is just a slight mist. I can't even really see it. So the breaking ball taken for a strike to Ryan Johnson. Johnson flew out to center field to lead off the third inning. Curry sets, slider, misses outside. Cam Fisher, the runner down at second. Logan Cierney, the runner at first. Two down here in the top of the fourth inning. Johnson swings and misses on another slider. Count goes to 1-2. The weather app that I have at my access here in the broadcast booth, the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast booth, is telling me that it's 76 degrees and sunny in Hickory. That is false. As Johnson rolls that one toward the on-deck circle over on the third base side. Now, it could be temperatures in the upper 70s. That's possible. But it ain't sunny. It is overcast. There are certain areas around the ballpark that are getting rain actively as we speak. It's the pitch. Slider cut on and missed by Johnson. So Aiden Curry has eight strikeouts, but he gives up a two-run homer to Austin Deming. We go to the bottom of the fourth. The tourists have a 2-0 advantage. We'll be back in just a bit on the Crawdads Radio Network.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Jason Morabell to lead things off here in the fourth inning. He'll be followed by Sebastian Walcott and Alejandro Osuna. 2-0 lead for the Tourist here in the bottom of the fourth inning. It's Bautista breaking ball to Morabell, taken for strike one. So glad you could join us on this Sunday evening. The final game in this series against the Tourists, the final game of the homestand before the club makes their way to Winston-Salem tomorrow for a 7 o'clock game against the Winston-Salem Dash High A affiliate of the Chicago White Sox. The 1-1 to Morabell. Jason holds up on the offering that was just down at 93 miles an hour. The 2-1, Morabell aggressively attacking that offering, comes up empty. He was trying to cut the lead in half as he wanted to hit it beyond the Lenore Ryan sign, just off to the left of the batter's eye. I am starting to see the rain a little bit now. It's nothing significant falling, but it is certainly not just a mist anymore. As Morabell takes strike three at the knees. So it's four strikeouts for Edinson Bautista. And Luis Encarnacion is having some difficulty apparently gripping the baseball as he tried to throw one back to Bautista earlier in the game and he spiked it in the dirt before it got to Bautista. And now for the second time in this game, he's overshot Garrett Gilmet over at first base. Walcott hits a laser out to shortstop as the catch was made by Jaron Williams, as he can't hit it any harder than that, as he blistered it right at Jaron Williams, but the catch is made and there's two down in the inning. That brings up Alejandro Osuna. Osuna flew out to left field just in his first at bat. Bautista. Strike to the inner third. Bautista misses down. The count evens at 1-1. The Crawdads, with last night's win, went to 17-27 on the season. They're six back of Rome and Bowling Green. It's amazing to think that this is game number 45 on the year. So Osuna They'll check down to first. The appeal to Hopkins says he did not go. And the count goes to 3-1. Osuna waits on that 3-1, and it's going to be taken for strike two, and Osuna quickly goes after his bat because he had already flipped it over to the right-handed batter's box and immediately asked for forgiveness from the home plate umpire, Shane Sullivan. Now, you could debate whether it was truly a strike or not. It was called a strike. It's the payoff. Fouled straight back. The 3-ball, 2-strike offering as Osuna hits it sharply back up the middle to Jaron Williams. The throw across in time. We've played 4 innings here in Hickory. A 2-0 lead for Asheville. We'll be back in just a bit on the Crawdads Radio Network. Crawdad fans, hello. This is Brian Rushing, the voice of the Hickory Crawdads. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net. Aiden Curry's night has come to a close. On to pitch for the Hickory Crawdads. It's Jacob Maytone. As Maytone will come on here in the fifth inning to face off against Luis Encarnacion, Jaron Williams, and Luis Baez. Encarnacion fouls the pitch off. We've got a lot of folks scurrying out toward the left field fence area, just beyond the wall here at the ballpark, as Encarnacion swings and misses. The count goes to 0-2. Kids are making their way over for the Crawdad Dash. Obviously, it's one of the more popular things that you see here at LP Fran Stadium. As Conrad the Crawdad basically runs from one side of the field to the other, basically behind the infield, and all the kids follow. And here lately, they've had so many kids that they've had to actually shut down who could get out on the field. And as you might imagine, the Conrad Dash, this Encarnacion, holds up on the swing. Count goes to 2-2. Usually, when you've got Conrad leading the way with a bunch of kids, you're going to have a lot of chaos that ensues. Encarnacion takes the pitch and he holds up again. It's Jacob Maytone. Starts out with a walk. It's Luis Encarnacion is the runner at first. to lead off the fifth inning. That'll take us back to the top of the order for Jaron Williams. 2-0 Asheville here in the finale of this six-game set. So the pitch from Matone misses. Jacob Matone, a 6'2 right-hander out of Springfield, Illinois. A free agent signed from back in 2022. As Williams swings and misses. Count evens at 1-1. Matone comes in with no record on the year, a 1.72 ERA, making his 11th appearance. Encarnacion, the runner at first, takes his lead, held on by Luis Mieses. Is that ball lifted out to center field? Osuna coming on. Can he make the catch? Looks like he did. Encarnacion had to get back to the first base bag. And again, he continues to do it. That ball was hit off the end of the bat for Jaron Williams. And Osuna was able to come on to make the catch. There's one down in the fifth inning with Encarnacion at the plate. And that brings Encarnacion at first. Luis Baez at the plate as he swings and misses on the first offering. Two runs, two hits, no errors for Asheville. For the Crawdads, no runs on one hit, no errors. That ball is lifted way high out into left field. Yossi Galan has it measured. He'll make the catch, and there's two down. And that'll bring up Austin Deming. Deming has been the difference in this ball game as he hit the two-run blast to right field. As he hit it up on the fourth tier of wall signs that we have at the ballpark. Those signs all 8 foot in height. So to clear all four tiers, you've got to hit the ball out of the yard at least 32 feet high. Now, there is a difference because the tiers are separated. The first tier has a yellow line at the top. That's all you got to do to earn a home run. There's actually about 6 to 10 feet of space that separates the first tier from tiers 2, 3, and 4. Depending upon what part of the ballpark you're looking at. As Encarnacion gets to second on the pitch that got away from Connor Pioto. Matone follows that up with a strike to even the count at 1-1. Encarnacion, the runner at second, two down as Deming takes a pitch inside. Count goes to 2-1. Matone, fastball at the top of the strike zone, 92 miles an hour, evens the count at 2-2. Aiden Curry went four innings, gave up two hits, two runs. They were both earned. He walked three batters. He struck out eight. As Deming's going to lift that foul. Pioto gives chase, and he's going to run out of real estate. It's going to land about eight rows back. It'll be picked up by a young man in a green T-shirt in the divider, the walkway between the first and second tiers of the seating bowl here at L.P. Franz Stadium. As Deming swings and misses, Jacob Matone has his first punch out. It's the ninth for Crawdads pitching. And we're halfway through here on this Sunday night in Hickory. A 2-0 Asheville lead. We'll be back in just a bit.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You are listening to the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Make sure that you're at LP Friends Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Friends Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball. Abide by the claw. Bottom of the fifth inning. Asheville with a 2-0 lead on the Sunday evening. Quincy Scott will lead off. He'll be followed by Luis Mieses and Yossi Gallant. Quincy Scott grounded out to second base his first time up. As the Asheville club runs a pull shift on Scott, so he tried to push one through the right side of the infield. Ryan Johnson was able to make a good play to get Scott for the first put out of Scott in the ball game. Breaking ball from Bautista, taken for strike one. Slider evens the count at one apiece. Bautista has only allowed an infield single to Ben Blackwell. And that's it. The 1-1, Scott swings and misses. Count goes to 1-2. It's raining around the area. Raining north of us here at the ballpark, but the rain is negligible here. It is the lightest precipitation you could possibly imagine. As Scott lifts the ball out to center field. Coming on is Logan Cerny. He'll make the catch, and there's one down. I'll bring up Luis Mieses. Last night in that 5-4 win for the Crawdads, Winston Santos went 5 2/3 innings, gave up four hits, one run. He walked four, and he struck out four. As Luis Mieses is going to have himself a one-out single as he went the opposite way. Asheville predictably runs a pull shift on virtually every hitter, left or right. Well, Mieses was able to take advantage as he was able to hit a two-bouncer through the left side of the infield. And the left-handed batting Mieses has a second hit in his time here in Hickory. And that brings up Yossi Gallant. They ran a pull shift with Mieses. They're running a pull shift here with Gallant. As Gallant fouls it off at home plate. Mieses takes his lead. Encarnacion smothers it at home plate as the count goes even at 1-1. I am curious if the early throws of Encarnacion have caught the attention of Chad Comer and the staff, and if they're going to try to steal second at some point in this ballgame, or for instance now. They'll throw over to first. Encarnacion going into this fifth inning threw down to second base, and he threw a one-hopper. Now, that's not necessarily indicative of anything, but given some of the previous throws we've seen, it makes me wonder if they're going to, if the Crawdads are going to take some liberties here at some point in the ballgame. And given the fact that Edinson Bautista has not really given them many base runners to work with here in the early going, is it plausible we see Miesis break for second? Here's the 1-2. Galan swings and misses, and there's two down. Fifth strikeout for Bautista. And that's going to bring up Connor Piotto. Piotto hit the ball solidly over to Garrett Gilmet. But Gilmet was able to keep it in front of him and touch the bag at first. Back in the third inning. For Piotto, with Gilmet covering the first base bag, it would be a little easier for him to get the ball through the right side of the infield as the pitch taken for a strike. If he hits the ball in exactly the same spot as previous, it probably would sneak by for a hit. As Bautista misses outside to even the count at 1-1. Two runs on two hits, no errors for the Tourist. No runs on two hits, no errors for Hickory. Miesis, that second base hit. Piotto hits that sharply out to Ryan Johnson. He'll play it on two bounces. Throws to Gilmet, and that retires the side. We've played five innings. So it's an official game here at LP Franz Stadium. We'll be back in just a bit on the Crawdads Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? hickorycrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th, to LP Franz Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Franz Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. Top of the sixth inning, Jacob Matone back on for his second inning of work as he'll face off against Cam Fisher, Logan Cierney, and Tyler Whitaker. 4-5-6 in the order. Fisher is going to shoot that ball straight back over the top of the press box here. Matone misses. Count evens at 1-1. The Crawdads trying to win their third straight ball game of the season. Trying to win their first series of the season as the pitch from Matone at 89 miles an hour taken for strike two. Breaking ball. Fisher's going to launch that one over the press box area again to keep the count at 1-2. Fisher was not able to hold up as he strikes out. And there's one down in the sixth. And that'll bring up Logan Cierney. Cierney has flown out to center. So he hit the ball pretty well. Cierney, a 210 average, but he's got six home runs on the year, which tells you that he's got plenty of pop. There's no question about it. As he's going to roll that one foul over toward the third base dugout. So I'm looking out here throughout the surroundings of the ballpark. There are definitely some really, really dark gray skies off to my left. That is north and west of the ballpark, north and west, yes, of the ballpark. As Maytone misses. Excuse me. Count goes to 1-1. Cierney swings and misses. Count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 from Maytone is not going to happen just yet. Cierney's going to take a timeout. Pretty much from about 5:30 on, there's been rain in the area. There has been some rain falling here, but the worst of it has not gotten to us. And it may not. It's Maytone. Slider misses. Count goes to 2-2. Cierney drove a ball out to center field. Alejandro Osuna picked it up on the track. And Cierney's first at bat, and then he walked in the fourth inning. There is action in the bullpen for the Crawdads. This could be a two-inning appearance. Cierney's going to draw a walk. Johansi Morel is down there throwing for the Crawdads as that brings up Tyler Whitaker. Just before the pitch was thrown that drew the walk for Logan Cierney, there was some oohing and aahing here at the ballpark, which gives me the indication that folks saw some lightning here that I was not able to spot. So Whitaker swings and misses on the 89-mile-an-hour pitch. Mesa's holding on the runner at first with one down here in the sixth inning. As Maytone misses again. We'll get to some South Atlantic League scores here in just a moment. Maytone. Pitch fouled back to the screen. Count goes to 1-2. Greenville is down 3-2 to Greensboro in the middle of the fifth inning. Top of the third inning, Bowling Green has a 4-0 lead on Winston-Salem. Those two games, this game, the only partials we have in the South Atlantic League. Everything else has gone final. That ball is going to be lifted out to right center field. Quincy Scott seems to have it measured. He does. He makes the catch, and there's two down in the sixth inning, and that brings up Garrett Gilmet. Gilmet 0-for-2 in the ballgame. He struck out twice. The finals today. Rome beat Wilmington 8-7. Hudson Valley took down the Brooklyn Cyclones 4-2, and Jersey Shore put a whooping on Aberdeen 11-1. We'll cover all of these scores during the Black Tie Transportation postgame show. It's breaking on the pitch is Logan Cierney, and he gets in just under the tag. He gets a stolen base. He's in scoring position. Maytone sets. Slider fouled into the mitt of Piotto. The 1-1, that ball hits sharply out to shortstop. Walcott bobbles for a moment, but has enough arm to throw it across in time to Miesis to retire the side. A Cerny walk is left on the bases. We go to the bottom of the sixth. That's a 2-0 lead for the Asheville Tourists. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? hickorycrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. Make sure that you're at L.P. Franz Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at L.P. Franz Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. Ben Blackwell to lead things off here in the bottom of the sixth inning. He has one of the two Crawdads base hits, an infield single down the third baseline. So he'll be followed by Cam Cawley and Jason Morabel. It's Edinson Bautista is still on the bump for the Asheville Tourist. He enjoys a 2-0 advantage. As Blackwell bounces that out to Williams. Williams, the throw across in time. One pitch, one out. Up until last night, these games had ran sequentially as Asheville had won on Tuesday and Thursday night. Or at least won games 1 and 3. The Crawdads would win games 2 and 4. Even though the Crawdads have had their chances, Thursday was a rainout. There was a doubleheader on Friday. As Cawley swings and misses, the count goes to 0-2. On Tuesday night, the Crawdads had a lead going into the eighth inning that went away. As they would lose the game 8-5. 4 runs in the eighth, 2 in the ninth for Asheville would create the 8-5 win. The Crawdads would win 7-2 on Wednesday night. Ryan Lobus, in 5 innings, struck out 12 batters. The team struck out 19 on the night, 2 off the pace of the franchise record, as Cawley swings and misses. And there's 2 down in the sixth. That is the sixth strikeout for Edinson Bautista, and it brings up Jason Morabel with 2 down. The doubleheader on Friday started with a lead for the Crawdads, a 2-1 advantage going into the seventh. The Tourist would score 3 in the seventh inning to, or I should say 4 in the seventh inning to win the game 5-2. Joseph Montalvo pitched a very solid outing in game 2 to earn the split of the doubleheader. And then, of course, the Crawdads won last night, which brings us to where we are now with an opportunity to win three straight ball games. As Morabell takes a ball, count goes to 2-1. There is lightning just beyond center field. It's on the other side of 321. There's no wind here at the ballpark, so I think that is past us. But there is a cell due north of us here that looks pretty imposing. Again, I don't know that it's coming this way. But I think the good folks in Lenore, Granite Falls, up in that part, Caldwell County, I think it's coming right for him. As Morabell's going to lift that one out to left field. Cam Fisher drifting in. He'll make the catch, and that will retire the side. A 1-2-3 inning for Edinson Bautista. We've played six. 2-0 in favor of Asheville. We'll be back in just a bit on the Crawdads Radio Network. Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Seventh inning, Johanse Morel is on to pitch for the Crawdads as Jacob Matone's night ends with two innings. For Matone, he walked two batters in the two innings of work, gave up no hits, struck out two batters. As Ryan Johnson swings on the first offering from Johanse Morel, we saw Morel earlier this week. It's on Tuesday night. As Johnson falls behind 0-2. Johanse Morel, the 6-foot right-hander out of the Dominican Republic, acquired in a trade back in 2022. So the pitch to Johnson is fouled back to the screen. Morel, 0-2 on the year, a 9.82 ERA, making his 15th appearance. That is among the league leaders. So Morel tied for fourth with 14 appearances. As that ball rolled slowly out to Walcott. Double pumps on the throw and is not going to get Ryan Johnson. So that was a slow bouncer that Walcott had to make a long run toward. The double pump on the throw cost him as Ryan Johnson has an infield single to lead off the seventh inning. And now they're going to call a balk on Johanse Morel, and Johnson, just as quickly as he got to first, He's going to get to second on the balk, and that brings up Luis Encarnacion. Morrell suffered the loss on Tuesday night in that 8-5 setback. So he pitched a third of an inning, gave up one hit, four runs, three earned. He walked two. That was the 8-5 loss on that opening night of this series. Encarnacion 0-1. He walked his last time up. Morrell throws a strike. Count evens at 1-1. The hit for Johnson was just the team's third of the ball game. Five hits total in this contest. It was Encarnacion just about smoked Jaron Williams. Encarnacion hit that one sideways. It was a breaking ball from Morrell, and Encarnacion, trying to stay alive, shot it directly at Williams, and Williams watched his life flash before his eyes. As the pitch misses high, count evens at 2-2. I can guarantee you this, if I'm Jaron Williams, I'm not where I was when that foul ball was headed his direction. I'm probably closer to the middle of the backstop area. I'll take my chances with Morrell. I'm not going to roll the dice with Encarnacion. As the pitch cut on and missed. Strikeout for Morrell's the first out here in the seventh inning. That brings up Jaron Williams, who's 0-3 in the ballgame. It's Morrell with the pitch cut on and missed. In that 8-5 win, Williams had come into the series batting 340. He's had a tough time this week. He went 0-4 in that Tuesday contest. Went 1-4 on Wednesday. He went 1-7 in the doubleheader. And then last night did not play. He's 2-15 so far in the series. If you add the three at-bats today, he's 2-18. As Williams fouls the pitch back. And that's one thing that the Crawdads pitching staff, by and large, has been able to do in the two series against Asheville. As they had put up some good numbers, Asheville. But in both of the series, the Crawdads really did a number on them with the pitching. As the pitch from Morrell at 92 misses outside. The announced attendance tonight, 1,913. I'm sure many folks were held off by the rain. A lot of folks probably getting rained on at game time thinking there wouldn't be a game here. As Williams, that ball is going to go just off the glove of Ben Blackwell. Rounding third, Yossi Galan's going to throw it to second. Rounding third was Ryan Johnson. He was actually held up by Nate Shaver. It's going to be a base hit for Jaron Williams. As Williams hit the line drive out near Ben Blackwell, and Blackwell just couldn't time his jump properly, as by the time the baseball had actually gotten out to him, he was on his way back down. It tipped off the top of his glove. So there's now runners on the corners for Luis Baez. Baez singled in the first, walked in the fourth, flew out to left here in the fifth. And this is a circumstance for the Crawdads that, simply put, they need either a strikeout, a pop-up in the infield, or a ground ball double play. As Baez swings and misses. Double play is the best-case scenario. But with Williams having pretty good speed over at first, you would wonder if he's actually going to, if Nate Shaver's going to actually allow the ground ball double play to actually factor into this inning. As they were looking at going to second was Williams, and the throw over to first was enough to get Williams lunging back. Almost picked him off. It looked like Williams had intentions of stealing second. Williams will go. The pitch is going to get away. Pioto is going to pick up the baseball. The tag not in time. And now Jaron Williams is going to get over to third. Jaron Williams never stopped running. He was going to get stolen base at second. That was a given. But then the ball got past Pioto. The throw went to the plate. Jaron Williams knew that nobody was paying attention to him, so he scampers over to third, and it's a 3-0 lead. Luis Baez swings and misses. Count goes to 1-2. So the tourist with a 3-0 lead here in the top of the seventh inning. Baez pops that one into the infield. Cam Cauley calls off everyone, makes the catch. So the Crawdads get one of the acceptable scenarios. The unfortunate part is the wild pitch by Johansi Morel scores the third run of the ball game, and that's going to bring up Austin Deming. Deming with the two-run homer in the fourth inning has given the Asheville Tourists a lead that they have not relinquished yet. As the pitch for Morel misses outside. As a lot of folks have gotten up and started heading toward the concourse area, and some have decided to just leave, as there looks to be a little gnarly system north of us here at the ballpark. It looks nasty. Whether it heads this way or not is anybody's guess. The pitch from Morel, taken for a strike. The count evens at 1-1. Morel misses. So we're starting to see more frequent lightning off in the distance. Anything beyond the left field foul pole here at the ballpark, that is north. As that ball is going to make its way into the seats here, so that's going to get kind of close to us. So that's going to ricochet back down, and it's going to roll down a few rows of seats before it's scooped up by a youngster. So the count evens at 2-2 with two down here. Jaron Williams over at third. Morel has the sign from Pioto. Here's the pitch. Strike three, looking. As Austin Deming strikes out for a third time in the ballgame. But it's stretch time here in Hickory. A 3-0 lead for the Tourist. We'll be back in just a bit on the Crawdads Radio Network.
Thank you.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th to LP Fran Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Fran Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. Well, we welcome you back to LP Fran Stadium, and let me give you an idea of what's going on here at the ballpark as the tarp has just been rolled out onto the field, and, well, it's going to be a bit of a struggle as they are trying to pull the tarp out right now. The system that we saw that was north of the ballpark, well, apparently it's decided to head this direction. The flags that had been limp for most of this contest are starting to head from the left field foul pole off toward the right field foul pole, which means that that system that was north of us is heading this direction. And so they are now getting that tarp on in a hurry. The clubs are leaving the dugout areas, and they're going to head back to the clubhouse. So clearly we're in a delay. Bottom of the seventh inning, this is an official game right now. It's a 3-0 lead for the Asheville Tourist. Now, of course, in this scenario, with the tarp on the field, how long are we willing to wait? How much rain are we going to get? What sort of field prep is going to have to be required to make all of this happen? The rain has started to work a little harder here at LP Fran Stadium. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to take a timeout here. Literally, I'm going to take a station break. When we come back on the other side of the break, I'll reset things, both in the South Atlantic League, Major League Baseball, and we'll kind of wait this out. And if we have any significant delay here, then what I'm going to do is I'm going to break out the Crustacean Nation podcast, the original Crustacean Nation podcast that we had last weekend. You can look early next week for the second installment of the Crustacean Nation podcast as we're going to go into rain delay mode here at LP Fran Stadium. Bear with us. We'll be back in just a bit. We'll give you an idea of where we stand throughout the evening in this rain delay. We'll be back in just a moment.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Crawdad fans, hello. This is Brian Rushing, the voice of the Hickory Crawdads. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more? The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love, who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead, and who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Okay, we continue our rain delay coverage here at LP Franz Stadium as the rain has started to fall a little harder at the ballpark as the wind is blowing pretty solidly. As that gnarly little system that I was talking about 10, 15 minutes ago, well, it's a little more substantial than just a gnarly little system somewhere north of the ballpark, as it looks like it's heading this direction. It's got a little bit of lightning to it. A lot of folks have taken cover here at the ballpark. I've actually had to close my window almost completely shut, so I'm not really utilizing the crowd mic at this point. There's really no reason to do that, because I don't want to pick up any unforeseen rain that did shoot through the window here. So as we continue our rain delay coverage, right now what we have here is a 3-0 lead for the Asheville Tourists. The tarp is on the field as we started our rain delay right at about 8:21. As we had been going at it for about an hour and 46 minutes here in this contest. We got started at 6:35 this evening. And all of this happened while the rendering of God Bless America was taking place here at this Memorial Day game. Of course, the club's going to be on the road tomorrow, so they're going to have the Memorial Day game in Winston-Salem. So the club took it upon themselves to do Memorial Day tonight to honor those that have fallen in service to the country and to honor those that serve here now. So with that said, it's a 3-0 lead for the Asheville Tourists. They got on the board in the fourth inning against Aiden Curry. Curry started the inning with a walk to Luis Baez. Austin Deming drove a ball to right field that landed on the fourth tier wall. Now, of course, that's a home run here at LP Franz Stadium. You've got four tiers of walls here. All you've got to do is get it over the first tier. It's a home run. He hit it off the Legacy Oral and Facial Surgery sign to make it a 2-0 ball game. Curry would finally get through the frame in the fourth, allowing just the two runs, and that was the final action that he would see. Fast forward to the seventh inning, and Johansi Morel comes on. He gives up an infield single to Ryan Johnson. Then he, with a balk, Johnson goes to second. Because they're going to actually shoot the fireworks right now. So it sounds a little odd, but they're going to be shooting fireworks literally right now. I'm going to continue on with the program as it stands. In that seventh inning, Luis Encarnacion would strike out with one down. Jaron Williams would single to left field off the glove of Ben Blackwell's. Blackwell tried to time his leap to make the catch, couldn't quite do so as it tipped off the top of his glove. Going into third was Ryan Johnson. Ryan Johnson would eventually score on a wild pitch. Now, Jaron Williams broke for second. He stole second on the wild pitch. He decided to take liberties and get into third. Fortunately for the Crawdads, it didn't affect anything as it related to scoring runs, as Baez would pop out to second, and Austin Deming would strike out looking to close out the frame. And that's where we are right now. The Crawdads have two hits in the ballgame, as Edinson Bautista, who was ready to come out to throw here in the seventh inning. Well, I'm sure his night's going to be over now. I mean, if it stopped raining this moment, we're probably still 15, 20 minutes from resuming the action. So with that said, Bautista's night is effectively done. He goes six innings, gives up two hits, no runs, in the contest. And this has been a pretty complete effort for Edinson Bautista. No walks in the contest. He has struck out six hitters. So if this game does continue a little bit later on in the evening and the Asheville Tourists do throw someone in the seventh inning, they'll know that they got a very solid outing from Edinson Bautista as he is looking for his fifth win of the season. So that's what we've got going on right now. The fireworks are going off. Obviously, that's something that usually happens post-game, but this is a window of getting them done while we're in a delay. It certainly keeps everybody occupied in the short term, so they're riding that out here at LP Franz Stadium. I'm going to take a break. When we come back on the other side of the break, we'll take a look at Major League Baseball scores, scores from around the South Atlantic League, and then we'll see where we are from there. If we have a prolonged delay here at the ballpark, then we're going to break out the Crustacean Nation podcast from last week where we had General Manager Douglas LoCascio on. All that as we continue on this Sunday night here on the Crawdads Radio Network. We'll be back in just a bit.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Back here at LP Franz Stadium, the fireworks going off, a really beautiful fireworks show. I seldom get a chance to check them out, but during the break, it's pretty substantial. It's really interesting to see lightning go off in the distance to the left and then on the right field side to see fireworks. It's just the oddities of minor league baseball, I guess, as it's a 3-0 lead midway through the seventh inning. Here between the Hickory Crawdads and the Asheville Tourists, as the Tourists have the 3-0 advantage. And in looking at some of the weather radars that I've been able to take a peek at, I've been more optimistic about other things than whether or not we resume this action. I guess we could, but it's raining really, really hard at the ballpark. The lights are out here, but you can see with the scoreboard lighting across the tarp, it's raining at a pretty solid clip. And I just don't know that we're going to get this one back underway. That doesn't necessarily mean anything. I'm going to hold out until we're given some official word. But we'll see. Let's take a look at the South Atlantic League schedule. Earlier today, these are all games that have gone final. Rome took down Wilmington 8-7. These are all afternoon scores. Hudson Valley beat Brooklyn 4-2, and Jersey Shore put a beat down on Aberdeen 11-1. These are all partial scores. Of course, we're in a rain delay in the bottom of the seventh. Another game in the bottom of the seventh is Greenville and Greensboro. It's the Grasshoppers in the drive. They're tied at four apiece in their game being played at First National Bank Field in Greensboro. Bowling Green and Winston-Salem, they're in the bottom of the fifth inning. Bowling Green has an 8-2 advantage on the Winston-Salem Dash. That's the next opponent for the Hickory Crawdads. They'll play tomorrow at 7 o'clock in Winston-Salem, as they usually play Monday night, or Tuesday night. They get Monday off. Well, because of the Memorial Day holiday, they're going to play tomorrow night and take Tuesday off. So that's what's going on there. That game will be a 7 o'clock start between the Dash and the Crawdads. It'll be the first of six games to be played. I'll be bringing coverage on HickoryCrawdads.com Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Two night games, Friday and Saturday, Sunday afternoon games starting at 2 o'clock. Hope you'll spend a little time with me while I'm up in Winston-Salem, as we'll be bringing the audio, the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network, on HickoryCrawdads.com, to where maybe what you can do is watch MILB.TV, turn the volume down, listen to what I'm doing when I go to Winston-Salem on HickoryCrawdads.com. Major League Baseball scores. I mentioned three in particular today, as the Atlanta Braves were able to take down the Pittsburgh Pirates today. They salvage a game in that three-game series against the Pirates. They win 8-1. Texas, they snap a six-game losing skid. They beat Minnesota 6-2. Houston beats Oakland 5-2. Other scores, there's a delayed start right now in St. Louis between the Cubs and the Cardinals. Sonny Gray is going to get the ball for St. Louis, as he'll go up against Assad for the Chicago Cubs. This is a game that just went final, went final earlier today. The Tigers and the Blue Jays, a 14-11 win for the Tigers. 31 hits in that contest, 25 runs. So the Tigers pull it out, winning 14-11 today against Toronto. Cincinnati, they swept the LA Dodgers. Didn't have that on my bingo card, I've got to be honest with you. So the Reds sweep the Dodgers in Cincinnati, three straight. They win 4-1. Nick Martinez picked up his second win of the season. Alexi Diaz with his 10th save for the Reds, as the Reds move their record to 23-30 on the season. The Nationals fall to the Seattle Mariners. The Seattle Mariners win 9-5. I mentioned the Atlanta Braves beating the Pirates 8-1. The Boston Red Sox beat the Milwaukee Brewers 2-1 today. The Mets got past the Giants 4-3. The Tampa Rays beat the Kansas City Royals. The Royals went into that game winners of eight straight, as they were 15 games over 500 going into that afternoon's action. The Tampa Rays win 4-1 today. It's Mike Clevinger gets the win, or Clevinger gets the win for the Rays. Michael Wacha takes the loss for Kansas City. The Rangers beat the Twins, as I mentioned. The Baltimore Orioles took a no-hitter into the eighth inning. They would lose that no-hitter and the shutout in the eighth inning. They win 4-1 over the Chicago White Sox. The Phillies, they fall to the Rockies 5-2 today. And the Cleveland Guardians beat the LA Angels of Anaheim. The Miami Marlins beat the Arizona Diamondbacks 3-1 today. And the Yankees fall to the Padres 5-2. That's a look at Major League Baseball on this Sunday evening. The schedule in Major League Baseball tomorrow will look a little something like this, as there's just 11 games on the schedule. Several of these games are being played in the afternoon. The Boston Red Sox will travel to Baltimore to take on the Orioles at 1:05. The Royals and Twins will play up in the Twin Cities at 2:10. Chicago, the White Sox, they'll host the Toronto Blue Jays tomorrow at 2:10. The Guardians go to Colorado to take on the Rockies at 4:10 Eastern time. The Dodgers and the Mets will face off against one another at Citi Field. That's a 4:10 start. The Reds and the Cardinals are facing off against one another, as it'll be Lance Lynn for the Cardinals taking on Nick Lodolo, who comes back from the injured list. The Braves and the Nationals, they'll play at 4:10 tomorrow afternoon. It's Charlie Morton will get the start for the Bravos. The Cubs and Brewers, they'll play at 4:10 tomorrow in Milwaukee. At 5:05, the Giants will host the Philadelphia Phillies. At 6:40, the Padres will take on the Marlins. And the nightcap, a 9:40 start, as the Houston Astros will take on the Seattle Mariners, as that will be only one of two true night games tomorrow on Memorial Day, as they'll resume a full schedule of action on Tuesday in Major League Baseball. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a timeout here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. When we come back, we'll reset things, and then if we're going to stick around a little longer, we will put on the Crustacean Nation podcast, the initial, the first Crustacean Nation podcast that aired last Tuesday. So we'll have the general manager of the Hickory Crawdads coming on, Douglas LoCascio. We'll take a break. I'll let you know more of what's happening as we're in a rain delay. A 3-0 lead for Asheville midway through the seventh inning. We'll be back in just a bit. Crawdad fans, hello. This is Brian Rushing, the voice of the Hickory Crawdads. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net. Back here at LP Franz Stadium, a rain delay currently going on right now as the Hickory Crawdads find themselves down 3-0 to the Asheville Tourists. This is the final game in this series, as there's a lot of water on the field, folks. This rain has fallen hard, and it's fallen hard for a substantial amount of time as we went into a rain delay scenario at 8:20, 8:21, something like that. So it's been raining pretty solidly for about 15, 20 minutes here at LP Franz Stadium. It's a 3-0 lead for Asheville, as this is an official game. If this game does not get back off the ground, it will be a 3-0 win for the Asheville Tourist, as it would then mean a split in the series. It'd be the second split that these two clubs have had against each other here at LP Franz Stadium. This is the final time that Asheville comes to LP Franz Stadium this season. There will be two more series to be played between these two clubs, but they'll both be in Asheville. They'll be at McCormick Field as they'll get there. The club will get to Asheville late July, play a series from July 30th all the way to August the 4th, and then they'll go back August 27th to take on the Tourist up until Sunday, September the 1st. That is the final road trip for the Crawdads in the 2024 calendar. as they'll play their final week against the Rome Emperors, who they opened up their schedule with against this year, but it was on the road. So, with that said, we're currently in a rain delay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and air the initial podcast of the Crustacean Nation podcast where we had Douglas LoCascio on. Now, the way we're going to do this, this is about a 20-minute podcast. If I haven't heard anything within 20 minutes, of course, I'll come back as soon as the podcast is over, and I'll reset you. Enjoy the podcast while we're waiting. If for some reason a final decision is made in the middle of the podcast, I'll certainly find a spot to come back on and let you know what's going on. As this ballpark has taken on a lot of rain lately, it's a 3-0 lead for Asheville. So we're in the middle of the seventh inning. Let's take this time right now to go to that Crustacean Nation podcast. If you want to find it and listen to it in its entirety, if you don't get a chance this evening, you can do that on the Hickory Crawdads YouTube channel, where you can pick up that podcast, where you can do it every new installment that we have. We will have one coming out on the other side of Memorial Day, and then I'll be updating them from time to time throughout the course of this baseball season. So enjoy the first installment of the Crustacean Nation podcast here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network as we're in a rain delay. We'll be back in just a bit. We welcome you to the first Crustacean Nation podcast only on HickoryCrawdads.com. I'm the host, Brian Rushing, the voice of the Hickory Crawdads. So glad that you could join us for our first podcast. This is something we're going to do throughout the course of this summer of 24 to tell the story about the Hickory Crawdads, the players, the coaches, the staff, everything that you've been wanting to know about this Hickory Crawdads organization in a tidy podcast version on HickoryCrawdads.com. We come back on the other side of the break. We're going to have the general manager of the club, Douglas LoCascio, tell his story about being the GM of the club when we return on this inaugural podcast launch of the Crustacean Nation podcast. We'll be back in just a bit on HickoryCrawdads.com.
The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th, to LP Franz Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Franz Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
And we welcome you back to the Crustacean Nation podcast here on HickoryCrawdads.com. So glad to have with us today the general manager of the Hickory Crawdads, Douglas LoCascio. Douglas, fantastic having you on the show this week. You might as well start at the top. When you have your first podcast, go ahead and bring on the general manager. Thank you for spending a little time with us.
I'm glad I can join and set the bar low for just the bar to be raised the rest of this season, but it's great to be a part of the inaugural podcast here.
Well, there's no question that Crustacean Nation absolutely wants to hear from you. And part of what we want to hear about is you're here at every game, highly visible, all that kind of thing, but I know you look the part of a guy that looks executive and really takes care of the fans and all this kind of stuff, but your day gets started way before anybody walks into this ballpark to watch Hickory Crawdads baseball. What is a day in the life of the GM, Douglas LoCascio, here in Hickory?
You know, that is a great question, and it's ever-evolving. It kind of depends on what's going on. This week, people have heard from me and probably seen me more than they've wanted, and that's only because weather's been an issue. So we're constantly evaluating that. If it's a weather-ready day, as we call it, then we're just constantly monitoring the radar and watching. Communication is huge and one of our high priorities amongst our staff, but just our organization and what we highly operate off of. We want to over-communicate, and sometimes it seems repetitive where we say, hey, we don't have an update, but the update is no update. And so we don't want people to be left out in the dark. You do that, you still leave people in the dark. You're in a rain situation, you're staring at a radar, you're waiting for the next update, and you don't know what to do, so you just kind of wait it out for the next one, and fans are like twiddling their thumbs and being like, oh, why can't they make a decision? There's so many things that go into that. But a typical workday, you know, we get in the office around 8:30, and just start checking things off our to-do list, whether that's reports from the night before, and just verifying what the attendance was, making sure that matches with the box score, to meeting with staff, meeting with sponsors, meeting with groups, booking those, selling individual tickets.
The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love, who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead, and who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
And we welcome you back to LP Franz Stadium as we were in a rain delay. Well, we are no longer delayed as the game has been called as an official game as we will revert back to the final full inning that was played here at LP Franz Stadium. As that turns out, it's going to be a 2-0 win for the Asheville Tourist on this Sunday night as Aiden Curry will take the loss. Getting the win will be Edinson Bautista. Bautista runs his record now to 5-0 on the season. The run that was scored by Asheville in the top of the seventh inning never happened as they revert back to the first to the final full inning in this contest as the two-run homer for Austin Deming in the fourth inning is the only run scored in this game in the final analysis. As the Crawdads just managed two hits against Edinson Bautista. He struck out six batters in the contest, and the Asheville Tourists have earned a split of this series against the Hickory Crawdads. So we'll set the scene for you while we've got an opportunity. The six games that were played against these two clubs, three games in favor of Asheville, three games in favor of Hickory. Tomorrow is not an off day. Tomorrow the club goes to Winston-Salem. They'll take on the Dash, 7 o'clock. Then they'll have Tuesday off. They'll play Wednesday, Thursday. I'll join the club on Friday night for Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday afternoon baseball action.
between the Winston-Salem Dash and the Hickory Crawdads. Be sure to tune in on HickoryCrawdads.com. We thank you so much for staying with us through the course of this rain delay and the subsequent calling of the game that becomes a 2-1 win for the Asheville Tourist. As we head out, I want to thank Douglas LoCascio, Robbie Willis, Ashley Salinas, and all the crew here at LP Franz Stadium. Until we are back with you on Friday night, audio only on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network, HickoryCrawdads.com. This is Brian Rushing. Thanking you so much for tuning in. We will see you Friday night in Winston-Salem. Until then, have a great week. Enjoy your Memorial Day tomorrow. Be sure to remember someone in service to the country, as we'll see you Friday night in Winston-Salem. Good night, everybody. We thank you for listening to the Crawdads Radio Network, brought to you by Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, People's Bank, Wyndham Rewards, the Bally Live app, Black Tide Transportation, and Sunbelt Rentals. We hope to see you next time on the Crawdads Radio Network.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.